USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake, the second major trembler in as many days to rock Southern California. Officials say so far the injuries are minimal. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin details the calls they received since the earthquake struck around 8:20 p.m. local time.
We had two reported structure fires. Then there were several natural gas leaks at residents. Our water system is intact and operational. Nothing but minor injuries and such as cuts and bruises, as the grace of God.
The aftershocks are continuing, as does the potential for another large event. After the July 4th earthquake, which registered at 6.4 on the Richter scales, residents are playing it safe. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Before he left the White House for the weekend, President Trump disputed claims that some of the border detention facilities were in a crisis state, overcrowded and filthy with not enough supplies.
I've seen some of those places and they are run beautifully. They're clean, they're good.
He also said the detention cells are overcrowded because the Democrats won't allow him to close loopholes for asylum seekers. Salt Lake City police say they now have positively identified the charred remains they found as those of Mackenzie Lewick, the college student who disappeared on June 17th. Police Chief Mike Brown speaks about her family.
Despite their grief, we hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
Lewick's body was found in a canyon about 85 miles from Salt Lake City. Some remains were found in the backyard of the man police arrested last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005 and will appear in court in New York on Monday. The arrest comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone any federal charges. The new charges allege that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls in a now familiar scheme, paying them cash for massages, then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion or his palatial residence in Palm Beach. If you're into soccer, there's only one more day to wait. The FIFA Women's World Cup Finals between the United States and Netherlands will take place in Lyon, France. In the past month, Team USA has pushed past Thailand, slipped past Spain, and knocked out host nation France. Now, only one team stands in their way of winning a record fourth World Cup trophy. For the Netherlands, this is only the second time at the tournament. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.